Just before Election Day, a major blow hit our area, knocking out power, internet, phones, and most remnants of what we'd like to call civilization. 5 days later, yesterday, the power came back on and we could get the dreaded election results we'd missed. You know, and I know, and so does Q, that this was no coincidence, this blackout. Just another conspiracy to rig the polls while some of us could do no watching, not while we were struggling to stay warm, forage for unspoiled food, haul water, and help the neighbors who didn't have generators whining 24/7 for 120 straight hours. Who could possibly know what tampering was at play down at the ballot boxes, or what last-minute dirty tricks were being conducted in the electron darkness? We fully expected the power might never return. Possibly the entire country was cast into the Bronze Age. The coup Trump had planned for January 6, nearly 2 years ago, might have taken place. The country might have declared martial law, and the Proud Boys possibly confirmed to sit on the bench of the Supreme Court. The storm QAnon had predicted had manifested while we were occupied with surviving, little knowing the real occupation had arrived. The red tsunami had swept away democracy as we once knew it. But as is usual, paranoia might have some basis in reality, just not most of it. Our state, Washington State, woke that it is, remained mostly blue. Florida, well, there was your tsunami, with a hurricane close on its heels headed right at Mar-a-Lago. Another embarrassment for the president in exile who refused to heed evacuation notices. The red wave, the one predicted by nearly all the pollsters and pundits, washed weakly to shore. As of right now, the House looks like it'll go red. The Senate, probably a repeat of the Georgia vote, the state that will determine the majority. From where I sit, power on, lights aplenty, water running, refrigerators working, internet back, phone working, I feel like we dodged some bullets. If the women who voted based on abortion rights were the kids who voted to save the planet, I thank you. If you were the dickwad who voted for Dr. Oz or thought the sanctimonious was the answer to inflation or the Ukrainian war, hello, the country hasn't gone totally batshit crazy just yet. Return to your idiot news feeds and hope to God your power doesn't go out for 5 days. Stuck with your own fantasies and conspiracy theories, you won't make it. Bolt the doors, load your AR-15s, listen for the zombie apocalypse coming for you. Exactly what you feared.